A second consideration is demography. A growing population creates a natural pyramid scheme. Each cohort of participants will receive the money contributed by a later, larger generation. Therefore, they too can get more out of it than they put in. Future generations may also be better off than their predecessors. They may benefit from sources of economic advance, such as improved technology, over and above simple capital accumulation. This march of progress should allow a Ponzi scheme to pay a positive return to investors, even if the scheme only takes a constant percentage from each generation's income. Thanks to economic growth, 10% collected from the incomes of today's young will be worth more than the 10% collected in the past from their parents' poorer generation. To make things concrete, suppose a country's population grows by 1% a year and incomes per person grow by 4%. In this case, a Ponzi scheme can offer an annual return of about 5% indefinitely, simply by taking a steady share of each generation's income. If the economy already has a large stock of capital, the return on saving and investing might be less than that, especially given the risk involved. Such an economy would suffer from what economists call dynamic inefficiency. In these circumstances, an intergenerational Ponzi scheme can be sustainable and desirable. A PAYG pension is only the most obvious example of such a scheme. Government debt can play a similar role, a possibility entertained by Peter Diamond of MIT in a 1965 paper building on Samuelson's insights. If the government does not want to extract Social Security contributions from the young, it can sell them long-term bonds instead. When these bonds mature, the government can repay them by selling a fresh round of bonds to the next, richer generation.